Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's quite a time in Philadelphia sports. Phillies are about to really crank it up and hopefully sustain it for a month. And the Eagles, ironically, who it feels like have not cranked it up, are 4-0. God, they win ugly. All right, let's welcome in, as we love having him in the show, and James, you know we love having Ruben Amaro with us.
Ruben Amaro Jr. in studio, brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto, 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving, CJTire.com.
All right, Mr. Amaro, how are you, bud?
Great.
So you got to be excited, man. I mean, it's that time of year, Ruben.
Did you feel the Christmas in the air today?
A little bit.
Little a fallish.
I definitely, when I walked touch. Out, I'm with you.
Am I wrong?
Sweatshirt tomorrow.
Ruben, as you get older, you get colder.
Yes, I'm learning that with my mom. I was with my mom last week, and holy mackerel, it was a battle over the temperature in the apartment.
Yeah.
Ruben, we are all obviously super excited. There's a certain degree of nerves. They'll crank up as we get closer to it. But I'm curious, from your standpoint as a general manager, what is going through, let's say, Rob Thompson and Dave Dombrowski's mind? what do they feel when it's like they're either about to have a surge and the ultimate glory, or like not? What is that like?
Well, I think there's a great anticipation. I think as you get older and go through these a few times, you start to appreciate them more. And I remember people telling me, like, my first year we went to the World Series, and it was hard for me to like appreciate exactly where we were and how we got there. And I think that there's an appreciation that they have, that I'm sure that they have. And you know, obviously there's the intensity and, you know, the need to have success, because they've been there a few times. But at the same time, I think a guy like Dave Dombrowski is probably going, this is really great for me to be able to be here again, and I'd love to win it, and we would love to win it, but you have to, like, enjoy it. And it's hard to do that when there's an intensity from the fan base, from, you know, the organization, and the fact that they have not gotten there yet. There's a cloud that's kind of sitting out there going, okay, let's get it done. Let's make it happen, because it's sort of a dichotomy. You got to enjoy it because you don't win all that often. It's hard to do. But at the same time, man, there's a pressure to have success.
So what about the players? So you were not on the 93 roster. You were around those guys entering the playoffs. Were you with the Indians on a playoff roster?
I was on the playoff roster in 95. Yeah. In fact, I replaced Dave Winfield, of all people.
That's amazing.
Which is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, sure he still thinks it's bizarre.
Well, he does. And he handled it. And he was amazing when he handled it. I mean, he was a true professional. He came to me and said, listen, I'm upset that I didn't make the roster, but I'm happy for you. He was super. I mean, when
that's
he was
incredible.
So, do players get more tight? You know, like last year, the Phillies looked very tight. I always think the guy with the most on his shoulders is the relief pitcher late in a game. I mean, he's the only guy where it's like literally he holds the ball and has to. I know hitters
don't
have an individual
think,
moment
hey,
too,
they're,
but it's pitching
just, it
is
on the,
the
guy.
Ball gets awfully heavy if you don't like the situation. That's
but
why
Ruben,
guys.
Doesn't it help?
Loneliest
it help
place in the world,
got,
man.
Doesn't it help when you've got a guy like Harrison Bader who at times maybe doesn't even consider the negative possibility. You know,
but like John, I don't know that to be true.
Not everybody has that. Not everybody has that mentality. Everybody's got their own thing, right? Everybody's got their own personality, and you saw it in Hoffman last year.
Totally,
he could not throw a strike. And listen, the ball does get heavy at times, and it gets a little scary, and that's why. That's why it's so important to have guys like the Robertsons of the world, like veterans who have been through it and done it. And you don't know how a Duran is going to react to being in the situation. He throws nothing but strikes. Does he do that? Does he have the same demeanor when the season's on the line? I'm not sure. I think he will. I love the guy. I love who he is. But
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's why it's great to have veteran guys there and guys who are confident that at the end of the day, whether they, you know, perform well or not, they're going to be okay the next day. So that's the issue.
All right, everyone fire up your baseball playoff questions and Phil's questions for Ruben. He'll be with us the next 3 hours. You can join us, obviously, 215-592-9494. When you do, you also can win a pair of tickets to see John Legend as he will be in town in November 5th. For his Get Lifted 20th anniversary tour. It's going to be happening at the Met Philadelphia by Highmark. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you can win the tickets today. We honor the great Walter Matthau today. He passed away a number of years ago, but this would have been his 105th birthday. And he was very notable for a few different things, but one of which was he was a great curmudgeon actor. I mean, he would have some characters, and Buttermaker in The Bad News Bears is a classic.
Yeah, the right? best ever.
Maybe the best curmudgeon
ever. Arguably, yeah.
But I'll say this, Grumpy Old Men.
He's up there for that, too.
He's a curmudgeon there, too. So other than Walter Matthau, give us a character from a movie or a show, fictional, not real life, that's a tremendous curmudgeon. And whoever we determine, based on your answers, to be the best curmudgeon answer, whatever caller presents that is going to win the John Legend tickets. We look forward to giving them away over the next 3 hours. Richie, when you think curmudgeon and you think fictional, movies and shows, what comes to your mind?
We brought up that 70s show.
Red Foreman is such a good answer. What a good answer.
Yeah, big
Red
answer.
Well done.
Ultimate
curmudgeon. Could have won. Devin, what do you got?
So, I mean, I hope this counts as a fictional character, but Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I think it does.
Yes.
I think it does.
Plays himself,
very
strong. But still fictional
good answer.
Character.
Very
yes.
Good.
Very good answer. I understand. When you said I hope this counts, I'm like, here
too.
We go again.
Me too. Joe,
Devin
me too.
Doesn't know the rules
it's
of the game.
It was the first character that came to mind when we chose side topics.
So. Pretty good answer. And by the way, Rhea, you worked with Angelo, and he had a little bit of curmudgeon in him as a real life person.
Yes, 100%. He's actually very chill, though, in retirement.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's very happy.
Give me a curmudgeon.
Melvin and As Good As It Gets.
You got it. Yep. Seltzer, give me a curmudgeon.
Yeah, it takes the movie for him not to become a curmudgeon. Phil Connors in Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that's another. Look, big answers abound. Give us a great answer, 215-592-9494. What do you got? Ruben, what do you got?
I got Archie Bunker.
Oh, sure.
Huge.
Holy mackerel.
Try and put I got that Archie show Bunker. On today.
That's a
haymakers well, all around.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not old. It's, Carol yeah. O'Connor. Is that his
Yeah, we
name?
Did it on the yeah, show. Yeah. He's like 48 or something, 46 or something.
When
it's crazy.
They started that show, yeah.
He was sort of young. You thought yeah, he was
it,
70.
It was 40, 46, wow. something like that. It was incredibly young.
Yeah, bottom line is people today look better than people back then. That's I mean, it's true. Unbelievable. All right, so the legend tickets. Give us a curmudgeon. Also up ahead, well, we'll talk to Rob Thompson. Topper today at 8 o'clock. We'll also give you another coach in Philadelphia sports, Nick Sirianni. So we had an extensive interview with Sirianni yesterday late in our program. What he specifically said about the A.J. Brown situation. We'll play you that audio next. Ross Tucker at 7:30. Your chance to win Eagles-Broncos tickets. You got to listen at 8 o'clock to hear the name that we give you so you can win the tickets this week. Plus, Dave Dombrowski on the record yesterday about the bye and its impact. We'll get to that and all your calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's a busy and great day on 94 WIP.
FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get started, and new customers can bet just $5 and you'll get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.